This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in Europe, they are breathing a sigh of relief because the European Medicines Agency has ruled that the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective, even though there have been a handful of cases linking the AstraZeneca vaccine to blood clots. The announcement comes today after dozens of European Union nations decided to halt the use of the AstraZeneca shot, which was developed with the University of Oxford. There were about 30 cases of blood clots. Few other countries have stopped using just batches of the vaccine, but many countries said, you know what, we're just going to hold off using AstraZeneca entirely. So the EMA just said about an hour or two ago that the benefits of the vaccine strongly outweigh the risks. They found no batch issues, no quality issues with the vaccine, but they couldn't definitively rule out a link with the blood clot incidences. The EMA executive director, Emeric Cook, says this is a safe and effective vaccine. She says it is, I apologize, my pop-ups are coming up. She said its benefits of protecting people from COVID-19 with the associated risks of death and hospitalization outweigh the possible risks. The committee also concluded that the vaccine is not associated with an increase in the overall risk of thromboembolic events or blood clots. We still cannot rule out a definitive link between the cases and the vaccine, so the regulator is going to continue to study possible links between the rare blood clots and the vaccine and will update its guidance. So the suspensions were, I think Austria was the first one to suspend just a batch because there was a death of a 49-year-old woman who received the vaccine. And then there were reports of blood clots elsewhere when other countries are like, well, you know, come to think of it, yeah, we had some people with blood clots. Do you think it's related? And then all of a sudden people start to talk. And so other states are like, wait a second, we have this too. Let's hold off and let's reevaluate. And I have to admit, you know, as a physician, it's okay to stop and reevaluate. I think that's fine. Now, mind you, with stocks and people in public confidence, that can shake. And I understand it's not a good optic, but in medicine, this happens. Remember the AstraZeneca, I believe, clinical trial had to stop temporarily because of one case of transverse myelitis, inflammation of the spinal cord, which I don't believe was vaccine related. I think that ended up being related to the placebo. I have to double check. So what happened is with AstraZeneca, they had halted their vaccine study. Everybody's like, oh, no, it's a bad vaccine. No, it's just these are things that happen. You stop, you reassess, make sure it's good, and then you continue to move forward. You know, remember in Die Hard, Bruce Willis was up there, I forget which floor, and he's trying to talk to Captain Powell, and then he stops, he listens, and then he continues to talk. It was a great scene, and I'm glad he did that because it was a little bit more realistic. That's what I love about Die Hard. I love heroes where they aren't just superheroes. They, you know, are humble and going, what the hell did I get myself into and why am I here and, you know, how do I make this work and, you know, come up with things on the fly. I like that. I like that rather than somebody, you know, coming in like Terminator. And you know, so pausing and just double checking and going, are we good? Is normal in science. It's just all eyes are on what's going on with the vaccine process. So we see and hear everything and people freak out. Do I think the shot could cause blood clots? I wouldn't be surprised. You know, and it does make me a little nervous. And I've recommended that they screen people who might be, or what I've recommended is they look at the people who got the clots, see if they have factor V lead-in mutation or some other coagulopathy sort of predilection that can put them at risk for clots before they get the vaccine. But that bureaucratically is a mess. Logistically, it's a mess. So it's not going to happen. So the EMA said in its review that the vaccine may be associated with very rare cases of blood clot associated with thrombocytopenia, low levels of blood platelets, including rare cases of clots in the vessels draining blood from the brain, known as CVST. They say there are rare cases, around 20 million people in the UK and EEA, European Economic Area, had received the vaccine as of March 16th, 20 million people. And EMA had reviewed only 7 cases of blood clots in multiple blood vessels and 18 cases of CVST. A causal link with the vaccine is not proven, but is possible and deserves further analysis. So the question people have is, so do we just not give the vaccine and wait, or do we not have time to wait? And how most public officials feel is there's no time to wait. Keep vaccinating because we have to. The COVID is killing people faster. That's how they're, you know. So the World Health Organization said on Wednesday that vaccination against COVID-19 will not reduce illness or deaths from other causes. Thromboembolic events are known to occur frequently. So I think what they're trying to say is, look, the amount of people that get blood clots, you know, happens still at a level that is higher than what we're seeing with the vaccines. So the Biden has, I believe, gotten some criticism on not sharing some of the AstraZeneca doses that he has, even though AstraZeneca has not been approved yet in the United States. We are being told that the U.S. has millions of doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine, and will have 30 million total by April, but the shot's not authorized by the FDA. And so Biden has come under international pressure for not sharing the shots. Mexico has requested some of the doses and asked for a response by Friday. So we are being told today that the U.S. plans to send 4 million doses of the vaccine that's not using to Mexico and Canada in loan deals with the two countries. Mexico will receive 2.5 million doses of the vaccine. Canada will receive 1.5 million doses, and it is a loan. According to an official, they said, we're lending a portion of our releasable doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. We only put the virus behind us if we're helping our global partners. Well, especially since they're opening up the borders, or they're loosening up the borders. So AstraZeneca has made millions of doses in a U.S. facility and has said that it would have 30 million shots ready to go by beginning April. So they're, and so America is looking like, you know, they, as long as the clinical trials look good and safe, that they would approve it. But there's obviously people kind of concerned about AstraZeneca shot with what happened in the EU. And so we'll keep you guys posted on that. That's the latest, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, how many of you guys play video games? I have. I'm not a big gamer. But in the 80s, I liked playing Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga. I didn't do that well with Centipede, but I played Centipede. I didn't do well with Donkey Kong, so I hardly ever played Donkey Kong. I did have that Atari Pong. I didn't have Atari. We couldn't afford it. But if I went to my friend's house and they had it, we would play Pong. It was the coolest thing. It's amazing how spoiled kids are now. You know, when my kids look at Pong, they go, please, or whatever, they do that, and I'm like, okay, you guys, you have no idea, I mean, when I was little, I was looking at that as, wow, this is so cool that I could control something and play it on a TV in a living room. So, you know, and now, so for Christmas, Hanukkah, I bought my husband an Oculus. And an Oculus, it was, I think, $200. I bought it for the family. I bought it for the family, but I really wanted my husband to, you know, start to get a taste of virtual, some of these, you know, virtual games. And it's been around for a while. I guess it's the Oculus 2 I got. And you put it on, and it's completely 3D. And then you have two hand, what do they call it, controllers. And you can box, you can climb, you can dodge bullets and fight people. One of my favorite games is Beat Saber, where your controllers turn into lightsabers. And there's music in the background. And then you hit the notes, but the notes are coming at you in these cubes. And there's arrows that tell you which direction to hit, or you could do no arrows, which makes it easier, and you just hit them. And you actually get that heart rate up because you're trying to hit. I do Expert Plus, and you really get your heart rate up because you're trying to hit all the blocks. And if you don't hit enough of them or you miss them, you lose the level. And so, you know, once you play it, it's really easy to excel in it. But it's just incredible. And you're in a 3D world. Now, people are thinking, well, okay, how do you not bang into things? So when you put it on, it asks you to mark your play area. And, like, my dog will walk into the play area, and it'll say, are there objects in your play area? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Uzi Mufdishi. And Uzi says, I want to be in the play area. So Uzi can't tell what I'm doing, so you can kind of mark it by when you use your hand controller, it picks up. And so you can mark so that you don't run into things. I still run into things, and I don't know how that happens, but I do. And but it's supposed to do that to protect you. And you're kind of in another world. And virtual is probably going to be one of the biggest things, I think, ever to transform how we do things. Where I believe, watch a video on that. I haven't tried doing it, but I think on my Oculus, there's just a headset that goes over my eyes. I'm able to watch, I think I could access YouTube. I think I could probably watch Netflix. And I could just probably be there in this 3D realm watching this. It's incredible technology. What's also incredible is, now I've had LASIK, so my eyes are 20/20, but I almost believe, because you have to take off your glasses to wear it, I wonder if it reads how your cornea is and makes sure it affects for your vision. I need to look that up, because I am dying to know if putting that on, you don't have to adjust. You know, because if you wear glasses, and you can't wear glasses with the Oculus on, I wonder if it adjusts that for you, if it can read. I have to double check if it can measure your cornea or go back to the retina and figure out the distance, which is pretty incredible. You know, I already in eye doctor's offices, they already know. I'm like, how come that's clear? I'm not wearing my glasses. And it's like, well, because, you know, they have that technology. So virtual reality and artificial intelligence and all that is going to be huge. And it's not going to be the game world. I really predict, and I think we all see this coming, that your virtual reality is going to access you to the outside without you ever having to leave. So let's say you want to order McDonald's. Right? You put it on. And there's your McDonald's window. And you're like, I want this, I want this, I want this, and then it gets delivered to you. Or same thing with school. You know, rather than us just being online and seeing a two-dimensional screen, everybody puts their virtual on, kind of like Ready Player One, if you read the book. It's the movie, I don't think, talks about this. But in the book, it predicts that in the future, that's how school is, where you enter a virtual room. You have the virtual technology, and so you are in the room. So the teacher is lecturing, and it's all like you're really there. And then you take it off, and you're in your, you know, ugly apartment. You know, where, yeah, like mine, it's a mess with, you know, cans of food and cats, and sometimes there's some cat throw-up. Who knows what's there? So it's definitely changing the way we do things. And people think they're being social. They think they're being out there among other people. They're playing. I will usually with Oculus, I do my own little workout with it, with my Beat Saber, but you could actually join others, and they wave to you, and you wave back. It's so cool. It's so, I didn't know how to wave to them or show how to do a clap, and I kind of figured it out. So I could, like, actually communicate with others on this. Like, we're all in the same room, and we're all, and then they kick my butt in the game. Which, by the way, for any of you guys that know how to do Beat Saber, and when I am doing the online game, honestly, any of you can answer this if you can, because I'm really confused. I am already in last place almost before we start. And I don't know if it's a setting thing, because I think I've set it to make it easier, which I haven't. But we do the first slice with the first note, and I'm at last. Now, all of a sudden, somebody's beating me by 100,000 points. And I just don't get that. So if any of you figure out what I'm doing wrong, but every time I try to play others on my Beat Saber, I'm always last, and I don't understand why when I'm hitting everything correctly. So if you guys know, let me know. Well, Facebook has been working on a new augmented reality interface. This is based on technology from CTRL Labs. It was a startup acquired in 2019. And they have these wristbands that use electromyography, and they translate subtle neural signals into actions like typing, swiping, playing games like an archery simulator. Ooh, I love archery. That was probably one of the sports I really excelled at in school when we would have archery. I don't know. I have a good aim. Don't ask. And the bands also offer feedback, creating a system that's more responsive than basic hand tracking options. So Facebook Reality Labs published in a blog post detailing their work on this prototype of the wristbands. And the bands track basic gestures that Facebook calls clicks. They're supposed to be reliable, easy to execute. They're like a little bit, they say, of an all-purpose Microsoft HoloLens and AirTap gesture. You guys might know more about that. But they track the nerve signals that run along your arms rather than using the visual sensors from a headset. And the bands can track the nerve signals your brain sends to your fingers when you're typing, so you could type on a virtual keyboard without physical buttons. Unlike a normal keyboard, the bands can slowly adapt to the way you type, so they learn the ways your fingers move when you make common typos. Wow. Then they can automatically correct for them and capture what you probably meant to type instead. That is some spooky stuff. I get scared by AI. I do. Because remember there were a couple sportscasters that were covering the Nugget game, basketball. And when they were tweeting, there was a change in the spelling of Nugget. And it was to a word that's very bad. And I think both of them got suspended. Two different sportscasters from two different stations. I think it happened that same night where they were. And so I get really nervous that somebody could hack it. And I just get nervous, you know, because you don't want, you know, bad things getting typed that you didn't control. But it's just fascinating with what they could do. So, you know, Facebook is going to have this neural wristband technology with AR glasses. And if you notice, they're not talking about games here. They're talking about typing. So is this the way we're going to work, where we have a virtual meeting where we're all in the room and then we all add to that, like, you know, I don't know if you ever watch Iron Man in the Marvel movies, where he gets to access this computer, and then he gets to move things around in the 3D, and I wonder if that's where we're going with this. And so our way to interact with computers, it basically allows people to be in the same room, and you're making these movements that are almost as if you were there in person. It's crazy stuff how things are changing. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican also still waiting to hear from the administration regarding his requested meeting. The nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives an update on the number of Americans who have been vaccinated.
As of March 17th, more than 113 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Over 73 million people have received at least one dose, including 40 million who are fully vaccinated.
USA Radio News. As illegal immigrants continue to make their way in the country, as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children will be housed at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Homeland Security also announcing an extension of travel restrictions at the Canadian border in Detroit. The agency says the current ban for non-essential travelers will continue through April 21st. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have a question for you guys out there. For those of you who are quote-unquote gig workers are where you work when you get the job. It's not that you're clocking in and you're required to show up, clock in, and then you clock out, and you get paid for that. Gig workers are, there's job on Saturday night, there's job Monday morning, There, you get paid when you do that. You can say no to the job. You're not going to get fired. If you want the job, you have it. If you want the gig, you got it. If you don't want the gig, fine. I'll ask somebody else. So if you want to sleep in, if you don't want to show up, it's not, you're not going to get fired. But like I said, you might not be able to, you know, early bird gets the worm, so to speak. And so gig workers have now, the concept of gig workers has now pervaded multiple industries. In fact, there's gig worker doctors. There's always been kind of this locum tenens where if a doctor wants to pick up an ER shift, they can. But now with telemedicine, there's this sort of gig worker option where you could log in, see some patients. If you need to go to the bathroom, if you're ready to go out for the night, if you could shut it off and go on with your day, and you have no commitment. So gig jobs have started to become more and more popular. And with the recession and the rise of Uber and Lyft and other ride sharing, there were a lot of people that said, look, you know, I got to be home with the kids, or I'm dealing with, you know, underemployment, or I'm only working part time. It'd be really good to make some extra money on those off hours. I have a couple hours during the day I can make money. Uber and Lyft offered that sort of ability where if you have 2 hours to kill during a day, you could log on, give some rides, make some money, then log off. And it really opened up a lot of job opportunities for people that needed some money, but didn't necessarily have the means or ability to work full time. There's a lot of people with medical conditions, and they love only working a couple hours a day. They could still work. They could still be very active. They could still be active. They could still feel like they're being productive, but they don't have that. All right, you need to wake up at 5 a.m. You need to be clocked in at your desk or at your position at 7 a.m. Then 8 hours later, you leave. Some people just don't work well that way. And I'd like to see the studies to see if Uber or Lyft or some of these ride-sharing jobs allowed people who would have usually been on disability to actually still be in the workforce. So I was a fan. I wasn't a fan of the concept of people getting into a car with a stranger. I wasn't a fan of that. But I was really a fan of people being able to work a few hours a day, still make money, and have a flexible schedule for family. Thought it was really, really cool. And I do that with one of my telemedicine companies. I log in when I have time to, see some patients, log out. There's so much freedom. And the funny thing is I actually probably put still more hours than I would if I had a quote-unquote 8-to-5 job. I'm working 9-to-5. So in the UK, their Supreme Court ruled that they have to pay the you Uber drivers, this is for Uber, they have to pay them as if they are workers. That this whole independent contractor, because if you are a gig worker and you're only working per gig, then you're not on the clock, so you're not considered full-time employee and then getting the benefits and the health insurance and all that, because you might only be working 10 hours a week. So you're then an independent contractor where you file your own taxes, employer doesn't have to pay, you know, your doesn't have to pay, you know, your FICA and things like that. You're an independent contractor. You handle your taxes. You handle your health insurance or whatever. We'll give you money to do whatever hours you want to do. And that's kind of been the relationship thus far. Well, Supreme Court in the UK said, these workers need to be able to access benefits. They need to be able to be paid a guaranteed salary. And that started to panic a lot of people. Even not in the ride-sharing industry, because one of the reasons why Uber has worked is because people can work for 10 hours and do their thing. Or, you know, they Uber can have lower prices than cab drivers because they don't have to pay the benefits. They don't have to pay that. So a lot of people start to panic going, well, our Uber price is going to go up. Now, in the UK, what's happening is they are going to be paid at least the minimum wage, irrespective of the driver's age. After accepting a trip request and after expenses, all drivers will also be paid holiday time based on 12% of their earnings paid out every 2 weeks. So if you work a lot of hours, you're going to get more holiday pay. If you don't work a lot of hours, it'll be less holiday pay. So it's going to be a percentage on how much you work. I was wondering how they were going to handle that, because if some people are only working 10 hours, how does that work? Drivers will automatically be enrolled in a pension plan with contributions from Uber alongside driver contributions, setting drivers up over the long term. So if you are going to be putting into a retirement account, it sounds like the employers will also. I think the employers will anyway, but you can now put away towards your employment, which is really nice. It will continue free insurance in case of sickness or injury, as well as parental payments. I believe that's going to be like a maternity leave. All drivers will retain the freedom to choose if, when, and where they drive. Now, that's huge, because if you are Uber and you have to pay for all these extra benefits, then you're going to want to guarantee that somebody's going to be working more than 2 hours a week. So I was wondering how that was going to pan out. And it looks like they made it work. I still don't know what happens if somebody is only logging in for 2 hours a day. My guess is there has to be some sort of minimum, but we haven't heard that yet. Are prices going to go up? Well, they said that they were going to still keep their prices competitive. They have to. That's the thing. If Uber decides to double the rate of a ride because they now have to pay all these extra fees, then they're going to lose business. So they are going to still have to be competitive. Now, some people are saying that the Uber has found a way to get around what the Supreme Court had mandated in terms of Uber is going to count your employee time as when you log into the app. Well, if you log into the app and you don't get any rides, you're not technically making that money. So then your percentages may be off. So people are kind of concerned that Uber's getting around that. But I don't see how it can last in the long run in terms of them being able to, because they don't really make that much money on these rides, because you got to pay the person driving, you got to pay, you know, you got to pay the insurance and all that. So my question is to you all, for those of you that do Uber or Lyft or have gig jobs, do you want the U.S. to do the same, where you could get benefits and you could be considered an employee? Or are you worried that it'll change the ability for you to do what you're doing, where you could just log in when you want to and take a ride, or you know, you could have that freedom? And we're being told by BBC that in the U.K., all drivers retain the freedom to choose if, when, and where they drive. I don't know if that also includes how many hours are minimum. I need to find that out. But let's say in the U.S., they go, all right, you'll be full-time. We'll give you benefits, but that's only if you're actually doing 40 hours a week. Would you take it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's interesting. With a lot of telemedicine platforms, they offer that. They go, you know, if you do X amount of hours, you get certain benefits. And I noticed a lot of that. Because they really like the freedom. They go, once they have that, well, you have to do this, you have to do this, it starts to kind of take the freedoms and the fun out of it. So I'm interested in what you say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are being told that Peloton is saying a child has been killed after an incident on their Tread Plus home treadmill and urges customers to read safety warnings. This is very, very scary. I don't have a Peloton, but Peloton apparently has a $4,300 Tread Plus treadmill. And they say a child has been killed in an accident involving it. They say, I'm reaching out to you today because I recently learned about a tragic accident involving a child at the Tread Plus, resulting in, unthinkably, a death. The letter was addressed to owners of Tread Plus and was shared on Thursday on Pillow Buddy, which bills itself as a site dedicated to unofficial tips, tricks, and guides to your new Peloton. So they say, while we are aware of only a small handful of incidents involving the Tread Plus where children have been hurt, each one is devastating to all of us at Peloton, and our hearts and families go out to everyone involved. Foley is a co-founder of Peloton, went on to share the company's standard safety warnings, among them keeping children and pets away from exercise equipment at all times and removing the safety key from the treadmill at the end of a workout. They say, we design and build all of our products with safety in mind, but in order to help ensure that you and your family members stay safe with Peloton products in your home, we need your help. This is especially true during what I hope is the final stretch of pandemic and where everyone is still at home. So shares of the company did fall as a result of that. And, you know, Peloton is, you know, people being able to exercise at home. It's a high-priced stationary bike. Now that I believe they have treadmill. And the company launched back in 2012, but the Peloton Tread came in 2018, and then I guess they had the Tread Plus last fall. And last October, Peloton had issued a voluntary recall on pedals for 27,000 of its bikes after consumers reported pedals breaking off, causing more than a dozen injuries. Some needed stitches. But the Peloton bikes are expensive. They range anywhere from $18.95 to $24.95, and the treadmills cost anywhere from $2,500 for basic model to $4,200 for Tread Plus. So, yeah, I believe there's this, you know, you have this kind of virtual workout. You have a screen and you have somebody there, you know, urging you to go. I think they know your name and it's this program. I haven't done Peloton myself. And because, again, I think that's expensive. I have cheaper equipment and, you know, I have a gym that I go to. So it's, you know, a little easier for me to just do that. So basically Peloton, their shares dropped about 4% thus far with that. But I don't know how the child died. I want to know what happened. And it's very, very frightening to think that a child could have died on a treadmill. Could have been the child fell off and hit their head. Could have been the child got caught in the belt. I'm not sure. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday we were told that a first baby in the U.S. has been born with antibodies against COVID-19 after the mom had received the dose of the Moderna vaccine while she was pregnant. She was 36 weeks pregnant at the time, and a South Florida frontline healthcare worker got her first shot of the Moderna vaccine. She gave birth 3 weeks later to a healthy baby girl. But the baby girl actually had COVID-19 antibodies. Doctors believe the newborn marks the first known case of a baby born with coronavirus antibodies in the U.S., which might offer her some protection against the virus. Dr. Paul Gilbert and Chad Rudnick presented their findings in a study. They found that the antibodies were detected at the time of delivery after analyzing blood from the baby's umbilical cord taken immediately after birth. They say we have demonstrated that SARS-CoV-2 IgG antibodies are detectable in a newborn's cord blood sample only after a single dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Remember, both doses have to be given 28 days apart. So the mom had one shot, gave birth, and then she probably got her second shot a week after the birth. So one shot alone, the baby already looked like had antibodies. Now, could mom have been exposed to COVID? She was a nurse. And are those the antibodies? It could be. So we know that mothers previously infected with COVID can pass antibodies onto their newborn. So I don't know if I'm ready to say that the baby 100% got her antibodies from the vaccine. One way to deduce that is if, let's say, mom, prior to giving birth, was tested for antibodies and was antibody negative, then got the vaccine, never was exposed. I mean, I think there's a way that you could do it, But, again, so frontline workers were exposed since day one, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's antibodies and antibodies extending to baby. So, interesting. They say the passage of antibodies from mother to baby through the placentas will document in other vaccines, including that for influenza. So doctors were kind of hopeful that we would see that with the COVID vaccine. People ask, is the COVID vaccine dangerous for fetuses? We don't know. We don't believe so, but they need to study it. But, you know, for now, as long as it doesn't interfere with the baby's reproductive ability, and the mom was already 36 weeks, so baby's practically full term. We consider you full term at 37 weeks, but by 36 weeks, the majority of the organs, you know, are developed. I gave birth to my second son at the 36-week mark because he stopped growing. After 32 weeks, he was about 7 pounds. Then at the 36-week mark, he was still 7 pounds, so we induced. And thank God, he was fine. Had everything, you know, good grades, and, you know, he, you know, has an attitude, you know, and he thinks he knows more than mama. But, you know, that to me, at least to me, he's a normal kid, so thank God. So, you know, we don't have COVID vaccines approved for children yet. So, you know, if there is some maternal fetal transmission, I tell my kids all the time, go, I'll put you back in my tummy. And, when they were little, they'd give me, you'll just go back to my tummy. I'm like, no, thank you. I don't think I want to go back to your tummy, mommy. All right, then shut up. Hey, look, I didn't beat the kids. Like, you know, we got beat when we were growing up. I can't do that to the kids. All I can do is threaten that they have to go back into a uterus. That's about all I can do. Massachusetts General Hospital recently studied 131 women. 84 were pregnant, 31 were breastfeeding, and 16 were not pregnant. And all of them had received the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and they found equally strong immune responses in the pregnant and lactating women as a control group. Antibodies were present in the placenta and breast milk of every sample taken. So that means an infant could get antibodies by breast milk, which is kind of what we do when we breastfeed babies. Not only is it for food, but we give the baby antibodies. And they hopefully absorb them and, you know, get some protection that way while their immune system is building. So, you know, we're still studying how safe the vaccines are in pregnant women, and we've started to study them in kids with the Moderna vaccine. We're looking at kids, but they do need to be a little bit more they do need to research it thoroughly. Another study out of Israel found antibodies in all 20 women tested who received both doses of the Pfizer vaccine, both during their third trimesters and the newborns, to also placentally transfer antibodies. Now, last month, Pfizer announced it began their first large-scale trial of a vaccine on pregnant women. They expect to be finished by the beginning of 2023. It's taken a while. Moderna, their vaccine, also received emergency use authorization in the U.S., has not begun focusing on pregnancy yet, but they are looking at kids. Johnson & Johnson, I believe, is also planning on including pregnant women and infants in their studies as well. So, people ask, why were pregnant women studied to begin with when it came to these vaccines? Well, because usually we don't use with the initial studies of anything new, we usually don't use pregnant women or kids if we don't have to. You know, and so they weren't in the original studies, which is not that uncommon. And then they have to go and they have to check efficacy in pregnant women and, you know, safety and things like that. So, yeah. All right, guys, we're getting there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.